And in the time we have left, let's rejoin Ben to find out if, in the space of this one-hour programme, we have managed to tweet our way around the world. Ben, what have you got for us?
Well, having a look, I think we've hit most countries. I've just seen the tweet from Vijay in India, Ari in Helsinki, Rick Rowling in Wellington in New Zealand, so they really must be staying up late, as well as the more local ones, Mark Looney in Cardiff, M. Kelly in York, Marion in the Netherlands, and Julia, who listens in Snowdonia on her way to Bangor University.
Did we get to Japan?
Now, we did get to Japan just before the show started. Now, I don't know if we can officially count that in our Mexican wave, because they did say they have to be up for work early, so they were going to have to go to bed. But we've certainly got people in Japan who were on the crest, but not quite properly on the Twitter Mexican wave.
They're in spirit, but not necessarily in person at this time, owing to the time difference. There was one I spotted from Neil in Malaysia, and he said he had to go to bed, but he did say he would sleep naked. So he was there in spirit.
There have been a couple of tweets from Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, Indonesia, Jakarta. So I think we've hit a very significant proportion of the world, which really does go to show the power of modern communications.
Ben Vowster, thank you very much. And we will keep all of those tweets and we'll try and get somebody to put us together a map or a model of how this actually unfolded, this Twitter Mexican wave. Thank you very much to everybody who took part. What a wonderful experiment. And just goes to show how small the world now is. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you for joining in with the programme, and thank you to Sharon Peacock for joining us to explain about her research on tracing superbugs around hospitals. Next week, we'll be investigating ISIS. This is the STFC's neutron source in Oxfordshire. We'll find out how neutrons can help us to probe the properties of matter and also watch biological interactions at unprecedented resolution. Send in your questions for that to chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can tweet @nakedscientists or post them on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/thenakedscientists. Thank you to Ben Vowster and Tom Simpkins for producing this week's programme. And until next time, goodbye.
The Naked Scientists podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the STFC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more cutting-edge science, join us online at nakedscientists.com.